is Mary McChesney interviewing Amalie Neese, spelled A-M-A-E-L-I-E-K-N-A-E-S-S.
No. A-M-E-L-I-E-K-N-E-A-S-S.
Who is now Mrs. Fred Elkington, and who was a supervisor of the WPA in the Monterey area in California.
Actually, I was the third supervisor.
How did you happen to get into that position?
Well, I was a social worker with the SERA, and my mother was secretary of the Carmel Art Association board. And when the WPA was organized, Nellie Montague, who was then curator of the Carmel Art Association gallery, was the first supervisor. And she asked if I would be her assistant. Now, actually, at that time, financially, I qualified, so therefore I could come on as a, what did we call it, unemployed person, and so forth. So I was her assistant, and then Mrs. Montague was relieved as supervisor.
She was the first supervisor?
She was the first supervisor. And then Burton Bondi was made supervisor, who was a very fine artist.
That's B-O-U-N?
B-U-R-T-O-N, B-O-U-N-D-E-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Incidentally, Mr. Bondi's widow is still living here in the peninsula, I think. You might like to talk to her. Then Mr. Bondi left the project, and the project was left in my hands. I am not an artist. I did mainly clerical work, saw to it that the amount of proper time was placed. I also had charge of other projects, the white collar projects, bookbinding project at the library, and other projects. Sort of a combination of what they call the professional projects.
Oh, I see. How many of them were there besides the...
Well, there was a very good writer's project here for a while, which had some difficulties with the change of supervisory, statewide supervisory personnel. Some of them stayed on. Then there was the bookbinding project. Oh my, I'm trying to remember. There were several others that I can't remember now, small groups, you know, two or three works. Oh! There was even, I had to go down to San Luis Obispo County once a month. Drive down there, and we had some so-called workers in the library at Camp Roberts.
Oh, mm-hmm. Did you have sewing projects and that sort of thing, or were you covering those?
No, we didn't have sewing project in this county, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe so. And then later on, towards the end of the project, we were doing work, as probably Miss Collins told you, for the Soldiers Club out at Fort Ord.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Which was a very wonderful dream of General Stillwell's. And three of the young soldiers who were assigned to the project out of the Army were working in my office towards the end of the project, up until after Pearl Harbor time, actually. And they were painting the murals right in the office, which these murals are now out at Fort Ord in the Soldiers Club.
Oh, mm-hmm. Where were your headquarters here in Monterey?
First headquarters was in the Carmel Art Association gallery. The second headquarters was in the upper floor of Colton Hall. Whoops, I missed one. The second one was in Mr. Bondi's own home in Monterey. And the third headquarters was on the second floor of Colton Hall, city-owned building in Monterey.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what year it was that you went on to the WPA? Okay. 35, 36.
I could go and look up. I happen to have a copy of my employment record, but I imagine it was 35, 36. I'm not sure, really.
Mm-hmm. Had the project been in existence for very long before that?
No, it was just starting at the same time that I went on to it, as far as I remember.
Yeah, I think